Here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door, friends and neighbors.
Tonight, in the studio, Miss Greater Garbage.
Good evening.
Miss Garbage, you know Mazda have introduced the big luxurious Rotary. This model is spelt L-U-C-E. How would you pronounce it?
Luki. Mazda Luki?
No, in fact, it's pronounced Luce.
Luce? It rhymes with I want to be alone, hey?
The new Mazda Luce. If you don't know the name, how are you going to know the car?
La joie du monde, the flavor of France. Gauloise, the cigarette the French made famous, now made in South Africa. Le goût de la Gauloise, so different, so French. Gauloise.
Come on, Phyllis. We only need two more tricks to win the rubber. Concentrate now.
Oh, all right, Gerald, dear.
Ooh, I think we're going to, too. Yes. Ooh, I don't see how we can lose.
Yeah, we'll see about that, Gerald. Whose turn is it to bung a card down?
Oh, really? Bung a card down? The correct bridge term is lead.
Oh. All right, then. Whose turn is it to bung a lead down?
No, it's... Oh, never mind. It's Thelma's turn.
Right, come on in, Thel. Come on, show them what you got, girl. Come on.
Well, how about that, then?
Hey, six of hearts? Mm. What sort of card's that, then? Now, how about one a bit higher so we know we're going to win?
Oh, really, Harold? I don't think you'll ever understand the intricacies of the game of bridge.
Charlie, flaming silly game, if you ask me. What happened to good old-fashioned poker, eh? Nice, quiet little game, poker. You only get five cards, so you can't get all confused at any time. Not like this, cobblers.
It's easy. What do you get confused about?
Well, having such a big pile of cards in me hand all at once, that's what. I mean, look what I started off with here. Two trips, a pair, and a straight flush, all in the same hand. I mean, ridiculous it is.
Bridge is a game of skill and intuition, Harold. It takes a lot of concentration and dedication.
Yes. It also takes a lot of money. How much have you taken off us since we started this?
All the money is but a side issue, Harry. The main enjoyment is in the game itself.
Oh, well, I mean, if you haven't enjoyed taking me money, you could always give it back.
Let's concentrate on the problem in hand, shall we? Thelma has led the six of hearts, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wipe it out, Phyllis.
Will the nine do, Gerald?
No, something a bit better. King or queen, if you've got one.
Hang on. What's this business telling her what to play, eh? Oh, you're not allowed to do that.
Now, look, Harry, Phyllis and I are the ones who know how to play the game. You're just a beginner. So if you don't mind, we'll tell you the rules.
Yeah, but you're making them up as you go along, just to suit yourself.
Of course I'm not. Well, come along now, Phyllis. Play any card you like.
Oh, well... There you are, then, Gerald. The Queen.
Ah, well done, Phyllis. Well thought out. Your turn, Harry.
Yes, well, sorry, Phil, but my King beats your Queen.
Oh, Harry, that was mean.
Yeah, wasn't it?
How about this, then? My Ace beats your King, Harry.
Oh, blimey.
Yes. You didn't know I was sitting on my ace, did you, Harry?
I know exactly what you're sitting on, Gerald. Now, come on. Let's get this blooming game over with. Beat that.
Ooh, the ace of spades, eh?
Yeah. What do you say to that, then?
I say that it wasn't your turn to play.
Oh, blimey, all right, give it me back.
No, sorry, you can't do that either. I'm claiming a revoke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you have to leave it there.
Oh.
Play to it, please, Thelma.
There you are. Three of spades.
Yes, that's the way. Put an old spade on, Phyllis.
There you are, Gerald.
Yeah, that's it. And now mine.
Well, that's my trick, then.
No, it isn't. My two of clubs wins.
Oh, come on, knock it off. How can a two of clubs beat an ace of spades?
Clubs are trumps, remember? So that's the rubber. Another pound you owe us.
Oh, love me, Nick. It's just the last time I play this idiot game. No more, Thelma. No more.
Oh, come on, lover boy. You aren't giving it a chance.
Hey, you call being over here every night for the last 3 weeks not giving it a chance?
Well, I'm quite enjoying it.
Yeah, maybe, but it's not your money we're losing. Just how much have you taken off us, Gerald?
Oh, not much, really. Only, £127.
Only blimey.
Yeah, now you see what I mean, Thel.
Yeah. And what have you been doing with it all?
Well, you know that Gerald's very careful with money.
Mm.
He's put it away.
What in? Shares?
No.
Fixed deposit, then?
No.
So what has he put it in?
An old biscuit tin in the kitchen.
Now, that's a bit dicey, isn't it? I mean, stands a good chance of getting pinched there, I'd say.
Oh, it won't be there for long. We're going to buy a new portable television set with it tomorrow morning. Oh, and that reminds me, we'll need a few more quid for a license. Get your money out, Harry, and I'll deal.
No chance, Gerald. I told you that was absolutely and positively the last game of cards I'm ever having with you.
Help! Help! Oh, save me!
What's the matter, Percy? Oh, darling, what's going on now?
Oh, my. Oh, what an experience. What a terrible experience.
Oh, what if it's wrong, Percy?
Well, hello, Phyllis.
Hello, Percy.
Hello, Phyllis.
Hello, Percy.
Hello, Phyllis.
Oh, come on now, knock it off. What do you want?
I've forgotten. What did I want?
It wasn't borrowing a cup of sugar, was it?
No, it wasn't that, no. Now that you mention it, do you think I could?
No, you couldn't. Now, what was it? What made you come rushing in here and doing an impression of a windmill with St. Vitus dance?
Hang on, I'll think of it in a minute. Hang on, it's coming. Oh, yes, I remember now. Oh, it was horrible. Oh, horrible, I'm all undone. I'm upset. I need support for my weakened body.
Oh, poor Percy.
Yes, poor Percy. Let me lean on you, Phyllis.
All right.
Let my body regain its strength from yours. Oh. Can I rest my head on your bosom, Phyllis?
Percy, you take your head away from Phyllis's bosom.
Meaning?
Yes, I am. Now, come on, what happened?
Well, it's a long story, you see, but tonight's weather forecast said that there'd be a heavy ground frost, so I had to go dashing out to the potting shed to cover up my prize cucumber.
Since when did you have a prize cucumber?
I've been secretly growing it. But if the frost had got at it, it would have been frozen to a marrow. Good day, a cucumber frozen to a marrow. All right, you don't have to laugh.
Sorry, Percy.
Funny, oh no.
Come on, Percy, get on with it.
Well, there I was, see, covering it up with a woolly jumper. When all of a sudden, suddenly, there it was.
What?
A face. At the window.
Oh!
A horrible face with big, wide, staring eyes.
Oh! So what did you do, Percy?
What else could I do? I covered my face and I scrimped. Scream, I went. Then when I looked again, it was gone. Must have been a burglar after my cucumber.
Look, are you sure you saw someone, Percy? I mean, the light can play some funny tricks, you know.
Of course I'm sure. Like I said, it had these big, wide, staring eyes.
Yeah, must have been your reflection in the window, mate.
You don't believe me, do you? None of you believe me.
Oh, I do, Percy. I believe you.
Oh, thanks, Phyllis. I knew I could rely on you for support.
Well, if Percy really did see someone, the question is, where is he now?
Yes. He might even be lurking outside here now.
Oh, it's all right, Phyllis, it's all right. If he is outside, you can lean on me for support.
He could be outside, I suppose. Then again, he might be creeping about somewhere inside, like next door, Harry, in your place.
Oh, yeah, well, I suppose he could. Yes.
Mm. Well, come on, lover boy. What are you waiting for? Go and take a look.
Oh, me? Yes, I suppose I'd better... Well, I'd better have a butcher's, eh? You come in, Gerald.
What? Me? And leave my home unguarded? Not likely, Harry.
Oh, well then, actually, I'm sure there won't be anybody there, so... No, it's not really worth worrying about.
Now, yes, it is.
Well, you coming along, Delma?
Yes, all right.
Oh, good. Any other volunteers?
Over if you like.
Yes, so will I.
Yes, well, I suppose I will need someone to light the way with a torch.
All right, Harry, I'll carry a torch for you.
I thought you were carrying one for Phyllis. Well, if anyone is lurking about, they might be dangerous, so... Well, I suppose it would be best to have someone brave and strong to help me overpower him if he gets violent.
Like I said, Harry, I'll carry the torch for you.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, Harry. Don't you think it would be an idea if we all made a noise as we went over?
A noise? I mean, what sort of a noise?
Well, we could sing a song or something to frighten them away.
Oh, yes, Phyllis, that's a good idea. Come on, everyone, get in tune with me. Me, me, me. Me, me, me. Me,
me. All right, all right, all right. That's enough. Come on in. Let's push off.
You coming too, Gerald, dear?
No, thanks, Phyllis. I'll stay behind and look after my own house. Who knows? He may break in here.
Right, here we go then. Follow me out, everyone.
For I'm a little
lonely. There they go. The East Wimbledon vigilantes. What am I laughing at? I'm all alone in my big empty house. Well, maybe not so big anyway, but I'm still all alone. Why should I be scared, eh? After all, I've no reason to be scared. No. Oh, what was that? It was nothing. I hope. Maybe it was a cat. Yes, that's what it was, a cat. Yes. Oh, but then, of course, it could have been a cat burglar, eh? I think I'd better go through to the kitchen and see that my money is still safe. Now then, where did I put the tin? Oh, yes, here we are. £127. And it's mine. Oh, mine.
Even so.
What? I? Who are you?
Chief Inspector Thomas Plodser of the Regional Crime Squad.
Oh! Oh, police.
Yes, sir. I hope you don't mind me just popping in like this, sir, but you left your front door open. It's a bit unwise at this time of night, especially as we've had reports of a prowler being in the vicinity.
Yes, so we have. Percy Snodgrass saw him.
He actually saw him?
Yes, that's right. I was sort of checking up to see if anything was missing.
I see, starting with that biscuit tin you're holding onto, sir, eh?
Biscuit? Oh, yes. Yes, my biscuits.
Well, I'm rather partial to a biscuit or two myself, actually. What sort of biscuits are they?
Oh, well, they're money biscuits. No, I mean Marley biscuits.
Oh, I like chocolate fingers myself. Have you any fingers in there?
No, only my fingers are allowed in this tin.
Oh, any biscuits left, are there?
Over £100 worth. No, I mean... oh, dear, what do I mean?
Oh, I'm not too sure, sir. But maybe it would be an idea if you told me the full story. Come along, then, right from the beginning.
Thank you. Someday you own it. Someday you own it. Sooner or later, you'll own generals. Someday you own. Someday you own. Sooner or later, you'll own generals.
Someday you'll own General Tires.
Here comes Fancioni into the street. He's stopping at the television cameras. What's he doing? He's waving.
Oh, it's a wonderful, this Philips television colour. My boy waving just for his mama. He looks so real. Oh, now he's smiling. Oh, this Philips TV must be the most natural colour in the world.
If Fancioni delays 3 more seconds, he'll lose this race. And there he goes.
Philips bring you the world of natural colour.
I see, sir. You're hiding money in that tin, is that it?
Well, yes, actually, Inspector. That's right.
Most unwise of you to leave money lying around, sir. How much have you got there?
Over £100. I'm going to buy a television set.
Well, 100 smackers, eh?
Yes. Should be safe enough here in the kitchen, don't you think so?
Well, now, that depends on where you hide it, I suppose.
I thought about putting it into the deep freeze.
Oh, I see. Sort of freezing your assets, eh?
I beg your pardon.
Never mind, sir. Might I suggest you keep all your doors locked, Mr. Loader?
Well, of course, Inspector. Here, how did you know my name? I didn't tell you.
I saw it, actually.
You saw it? Ooh, dear. On some police file, I suppose, eh? I knew you'd get on to me sooner or later. My phone's probably tapped, too. My fingerprints taken whilst I was asleep. I'm probably being shadowed wherever I go, living in fear that they'll find out that... Hey, just a minute. I haven't done anything. How did you know my name?
It's written on your garden gate, sir.
Oh, yes. So it is.
Now, if you don't mind, sir, this chappie who saw the prowler, Snodgrass, I believe you said?
Yes, that's right, yes. Percy Snodgrass. He's next door at the moment with my wife.
Really, sir?
Yes. And with the Duffs, our neighbours. I expect they'll be back shortly. But if you'd like to visit the scene of the crime, he lives down the road at number 37.
Right, I'll call round at his place and see if I can pick up a clue. I'll be back later to speak to him when he returns. By the way, sir, I must ask you to remain here during the course of the next 2 hours.
Eh? Why? Surely you don't suspect me.
Just routine, sir. Just routine.
Right, that's that then. Been through every room in the house. No intruders, no prowlers, no other imbeciles here. Just us.
Just us.
Look here, lover boy. I think you could have put it a bit better than that.
Well, I think we'd better get back now and see how Gerald is getting on.
Right, I'll just lock everything up. I don't want thieves in my house.
Yeah, there's a point. Here, come on, let's get back to your place.
Thank goodness you're back.
Oh, why? What's wrong, dear? Has anything happened while we were away?
Yes, the police are on the job now. Oh. They told us to be careful and to bolt up. Here.
How did the police get onto it, then?
I don't know, but he's here. Why do you look so worried, eh? Scared that some past crime will catch up with you, eh?
Crime? Me? No, it's you're the one he should be after.
Why? What have I done?
Well, you're one of the worst card sharps I've ever come across.
Purely a matter of skill, Harold. I tried to tell you that before. Anyway, I don't like the way that inspector acted when he was here. He seemed to think there was something suspicious about me. Just because he caught me hiding my money in a biscuit tin.
Evening, all. Yeah! sorry to put the wind up your once again, Mr. Loader, but I did tell you to lock all doors. And there's your front door wide open for anyone to walk in. Oh. Now then, which of these gentlemen is Mr. Snodgrass?
well, It's me, sir.
Good. I'd like a word with you in private. Is it convenient to use your kitchen, Mr. Loader?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Good. This way, please, Mr. Snodgrass.
Ooh, he's playing it cool, isn't he, eh?
Cool? How do you mean?
Well, can't you see it? He probably knows who it is, and he's going to confront them with Percy, the principal witness. Oh, it's normal police tactics, you know. I've seen it on the telly dozens of times. Can't you feel the net tightening?
The only thing that I can feel tightening is my stomach. This whole thing is turning me into a nervous, blooming wreck.
Yeah, and with the police around, the prowler's probably cleared off long ago. I wish the fuzz had pushed off too.
What? You've got something to hide, Harry?
Now, look here, Gerald.
Where were you when the events took place, hey, Mr. Duff?
Don't be so daft, Gerald.
Yes, trying to think up an alibi, eh?
Oh, but Harry was playing cards with us, Gerald. We were all playing cards for most of the evening.
Yes. You're right, Phyllis. Pity. I thought we had him there.
I've taken a statement from Mr. Snodgrass. There's just a couple more things, though. What feature of the prowler do you remember the clearest?
Those enormous, big, staring, wide eyes.
Yes, the eyes. I'll tell you what, Mr. Snodgrass, we'll try a little experiment in the dark.
Watch it. I've read about people like you in the newspapers.
Now, come, madam. All I want to do is to draw some sort of mental picture of the prowler. Will everybody line up against that far wall, please?
All of us?
No, not you, Mr. Snodgrass. I'd like you to avert your eyes until we've switched off the light. And I want you to touch... I want you to touch the one whose eyes are most like the prowler.
Oh, this is exciting. I hope I'll touch you, villain.
Here, wait a minute. This isn't an identity parade, is it?
Why, what are you frightened of?
Well, I've been on one of them before, haven't I?
Yes. And what was that for?
Well, I don't know. I walked into the fudge shop one day, and they lined me up with some other blokes. Then some girl walked along the line, and when she got to me, she burst into tears. You know, I spent 4 hours trying to convince them I was innocent. That I'd only gone along there in the first place to collect Thelma's umbrella, which she'd lost.
Oh, I see. Right, now, will someone please put off the light? Right, you may begin now, Mr. Snodgrass.
Right. He's the one, this one here.
No, Mr. Snodgrass, that's me.
Sorry.
Start again, please.
All right, then. Let's have a good look. That's him, that's the one.
Mr. Loader.
Hey, now, hang on. Just a minute. I mean, after all...
It's all right. It's nothing to get worried about. We're just trying to build up a picture here. Nothing personal.
I should hope not.
Now then, where were you this evening?
I was playing. Now, hang on. I thought you said it was nothing personal.
Do you think he was the one who tried to pinch my cucumber, Inspector?
You know, he could have been. He could have been, Percy, now that I come to think of it.
What do you mean, Harry?
Well, that pumpkin you grew, that you thought was so tremendous, that never came up to scratch in the garden show. I mean, it didn't, did it? Maybe you were trying to knock off Percy's cucumber.
Now, this is ridiculous. I mean, after all...
Well, why did you get up and leave the card table so many times, eh? Now, come on now. Now, answer me that.
Well, I... Don't be ridiculous, Harry. You know perfectly well why I got up from the card table so often. And I've never laid eyes on Percy's cucumber.
Oh, it's all right, Mr. Loader. I'll believe you.
Yeah, I'm innocent, I tell you. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Eh?
I said, I believe you, Mr. Loader. I'm quite sure you're not the man we're looking for.
Oh. Oh, no. No, of course I'm not. Couldn't have been me. No, not me.
No, I'm a good judge of character, Mr. Loader. I haven't spent 20 years in the force without knowing when someone's telling the truth. You're an honest man. I can tell by your face.
But of course I am, yes.
Oh, that's my Gerald.
Well, it's no use my hanging around here. I think I'd better get busy and make a search of the area. Don't worry, I'll see myself out. I'll go through the kitchen to make sure the windows are latched.
Good night, all. Good night.
Good night. Well, how about that, eh? He said I had an honest face. Wasn't he a good judge of character?
Well...
All right, lover boy. You don't have to go into details.
I wonder who that is now.
Maybe it's the prowler.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Percy. Why would a prowler go round knocking on doors?
Anyone at home?
Yes, come in.
Thank you, sir. Just thought we'd better warn you not leave your front door open like that. There have been reports of a prowler in the vicinity.
Yes, we know. We've just had the police around.
Aye, but we're the police, sir.
You are.
We're the real police, anyway. Apparently, this prowler's been going around posing as a detective.
Posing? No, but my tin. What about my tin?
Oh, dear. And he went out to the kitchen, too.
Oh, it's gone, Phyllis. It's gone, all our lovely lolly.
Something missing, I take it, sir.
Yes, my biscuit tin.
Yeah, well, why don't you sort of pop down the station tomorrow and lay a charge, eh? Don't know what you can charge him with, though. Assorted in biscuitry, maybe? Yeah, that's it. Assorted in, you know, assault battery.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's all. We're getting along then, eh? Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
All our money gone.
Oh, Gerald, dear, what are we going to do now?
We'll just have to get some more, that's all. Come along, everyone. Get your money out. I'll get the car.
Durham, North Carolina, is the home of Liggett & Myers, tobacco specialists for over a century, and makers in your country of Chesterfield cigarettes. Why not examine a pack of Chesterfield? Open it. Smell the aroma of our Oriental, Virginia, and Burley blend. Then examine a cigarette. Chesterfield made American cigarettes world famous. Now light up. Internationally, they satisfy.
Most young people are just a little nervous of opening their first bank account. The Standard Bank know that. That's why you needn't be afraid to come to us. Bring your paycheck to the Standard.
Hey, I didn't realize opening a bank account was so easy.
You can bank on the Standard, because we bank on you.
That was Mistaken Identity, featuring David Horner and Gillian Lomberg as the Loaders, Jim Williams and Bella Mariani as the Duffs, helped out by Frank Graham, David Coulbert, and Brian Squires. Script by Eddie McHale. Adaptation and production by Brian Squires. Join us again next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence at our friends and neighbors.
On the rocks with tonic, it's a skyball. With ginger beer, it's a mule. With orange juice, it's a screwdriver. Whatever your mixer, whatever your mood, you get the clean, pure pleasure of Smirnoff Vodka.
Because Smirnoff Vodka lets you be yourself, light and lively and crystal clear. Smirnoff makes you breathless.